call the question.
Okay. Who is that, Yosh?
Yes.
Zarina, just agreement with them being folded in with the other.
And you're calling the question on what, Yosh?
On the motion, I believe the motion which was seconded was to refer, you know, all of the committee work, which includes AC and the rest of the DC and Jamie's work, fold that all in, refer to National, and then have National come back to us for a final decision.
I think the motion was that the committee should consult with National and return to the committee.
Right.
AC, this is Grace. I understand, Yosh, but I'd like a point of
call on you, though. Kathy would be next if I were going to go back to the stack. Okay. Yosh, or whoever, who made the motion? Joe?
Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. And was it, Joe, could you clarify the motion? Was my understanding right, or was...
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So I think Joe's motion was that the committee be tasked with exploring further in conjunction with National staff and inclusion of AC and Jim Brown in the local Washington LSB, the actual available funds and actual costs.
A point of information.
Point of information, go ahead.
Yes, I heard AC talking about September, but we were looking at July, and I think that is the month which we were considering, not September. Is the venue that AC is proposing available
Nobody
in July?
Nobody said September in... No, I think that the information he sent was in July as well.
No, September.
Oh, that was
September. Not available. Well, that raises a whole other question.
Okay. So, Kathy... On Joe's motion, and then Grace?
Yes.
No, you were on the stack, Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were taking a vote. I get confused with the back and forth.
Okay, you were on the stack, and I think the stack was addressing Joe's motion, or what we're going to do now, which...
Okay, at the point I got on the stack, I wanted to respond to the choice of timing. And I believe that the summer would be a better timing than September, because I heard in one of the other meetings that many of the stations will be in fund drive in September. So to me, that represents...
Just to refer it back to instruct the committee to continue its task to get more information about actual available funds and sites and timing, and to come back to this committee with a time certain that has not yet been introduced into his motion. Correct, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Grace.
Okay, first of all, it was not the wish of the task force to have this meeting in September. It was to have it in as close to June as possible, which would be July, hopefully July, or maybe the first weekend in August. The next thing, and I had no idea that AC's proposal was only for September. So we would need to go back to considering the other DC venues. If we decide, we should decide now if we're for sure going to have DC as the station that we're going to do this meeting at. I'd like to know from AC if DC is still feasible if we have the meeting in July. That's number one. Number two.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's not going to be any cross conversation anymore. The question has been called. If you want to.
Well, then if we can't have any more conversation that I'd like to
have
request
any
that we have a continuation of this meeting, so it doesn't have to be noticed. That instead of ending this meeting, we continue it at within a few days, so that we can get with the national office and work out logistics.
And I second that,
Jack. Jack.
Why am I being called up?
Grace has proposed that we don't adjourn, but rather continue the meeting to another date.
Yeah.
So you don't have to renotice. Is that
okay? Yeah, I think that's okay, but I think we should still notice it.
Okay.
I think the notice requirement might be waived. I'm not absolutely certain.
You mean a 7-day notice if it's a continue, or 30-day notice?
This is Margaret.
Yes, Margaret.
I think that in the spirit of this motion that I think Joe's putting forward, and also the present crisis that's facing us, I think we really need to get with the national office and find out if this is even feasible. For what the CFO has said, the money is just not there for a meeting in July. So I would hate to see people, you know, spend so much precious time and energy, you know, doing, you know, very good work to naught. And it seems as though we should just vote on Joe's motion as it is right now. And, I think the question has been called, and I don't know if there's room for amendments right now. And it sounds as though we're moving in the direction of amendments for, you know, having to do with a time of July or September or whatever, but that was not included in Joe's motion. And the question has been called on Joe's motion.
All right. Joe, would you repeat the motion?
I think you had it better than I did.
What?
Carol, did you have your notes?
No, go ahead.
Carolyn?
Well, that we need to work closely with the national office. I'm looking for my notes now, that we will conference with the national office and include A.C. Bird and Jim Brown in the task. Now, I wasn't clear whether we were...
I think
whether the continuation motion was not part of this, was it?
No.
Okay. I think what Joe's motion was that the matter that the task force continue is exploration in conjunction with the national staff and inclusion of AC and Jim Brown to explore the feasibility of the PNB meeting in Washington, D.C., and to determine what funds are available from the national office for a PNB meeting.
Right.
Was there a time limit?
There was. Right. Joe didn't include it yet. He was going to include it, and I'm still waiting for him to do that.
Well, yeah, or just to clarify, I think for a meeting, in other words, my motion as it was originally conceived would also include Berkeley as a backup plan if we can't find a location in Washington.
Okay.
And in terms of time, I think Grace's proposed motion would speak to that. In other words, it would be to report back at our next, at the continuation of this meeting. So, I can't put a time certain on it. It would depend on when,
10 days?
Yeah, 10 days, within 10 days.
On calendar or working?
Working days.
Okay.
I think we need, wouldn't we need to notice the continuation of this meeting before then?
We're going to decide on that now. I just want to know about the... We're going to do the motion.
Let's deal with this motion.
What?
Let's
who just said
deal that? Deal that separately.
Okay. So let me just take the roll on Joe's motion. Does everybody know what we're voting on?
Yes.
Okay. And Carolyn, are you going to be able to take the notes on this?
Yes. You want me to...
I'll do the roll. I just want you to make sure that
I will note. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Nia, are you still on the call? Okay. Evelyn, Doc? Okay. Carolyn?
Yes.
AC?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. Margaret? Okay, I'll come back to Margaret. Jamie?
Yes.
Okay. Wendy?
Yes.
Okay, Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay, Jack?
Yes.
Okay, Joe?
Yes.
So you should vote no in your motion. Okay, yes. Yosh?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to come back to Margaret. Did you return to unmute?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So that motion passes unanimously. Now I'm going to entertain a motion for a date for the continuation of this meeting.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes, Madam Simmons.
Just a reminder to people that we just passed a motion that is going to include a lot of work on the national offices part over the next 10 working days. Mm-hmm. So we really should keep that in mind if we're going to be successful with this.
Okay.
I guess I'll propose a date. Let's see.
Okay.
June 17th. Tuesday, June 17th.
Love it.
Okay.
Just taking a shot here.
I would vote against that.
Okay. I would, too. I think that's too far away.
Is that within the 10 days? It said within 10 days.
Well, we're going to have a vote,
okay,
right?
Okay, I'm going to do a vote rather than have everybody just call out. Let's do it.
Sorry, I started it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Grace?
No.
Okay. Doc, are you on or off the call?
I'm on.
Okay. The proposal is to continue this meeting to June 17th at 5 o'clock or 5:30?
5.
You mean 8?
8:30.
Eastern Standard Time. What time?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
I vote yes.
Okay, Doc is yes. Carolyn?
No, it's too late.
Okay, AC?
Yes.
Okay. Kathy?
No.
Okay. Sarv is not Margaret. Oh.
Can't do it.
What?
Bus drive.
Okay, Margaret is no. Jamie?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
We're voting to continue this meeting on June 17th at 8:30.
A Tuesday.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Wendy?
I don't know. I pass.
You're going to pass. Okay. Yeah. Bonnie Simmons?
Hearing the feeling of other people on the board, I'll vote no on my own motion.
Okay.
Oh, wise woman.
Jack?
With no explanation, I'll abstain.
Okay. Joe?
I'm going to vote no, but, you know, not in a prejudicial way. I just think we need to think a little bit more about the date. If it could be earlier. You know.
Okay. And Yosh?
No.
Okay. All right. So now...
I'll revise my pass to a no.
Okay, great.
Nine
so that
no,
date is
and
out.
Only two yes. 2-9.
Okay, so...
Mark, I'd like to suggest a date.
Yes, go ahead, Margaret.
What about the... Because we have to count 10 days from today's meeting, right?
No, we don't.
No,
we don't have.
Within...
Not for
a continuation. Oh, we gave this group to work with the national staff 10 working days. So if we want to report back to them, it has to be after that 10 working days.
No,
it's
no.
Not, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, Margaret, just propose your date.
20th of June.
Okay.
Which is a Friday evening.
June 20th. Okay.
Okay.
A discussion, please.
You know what? This is going to go all night.
Sorry, what was the date?
I'm leaving the call. You guys want to pick a date?
Friday.
I'm not available from. I'm not available for some dates during June. But anyway, I'm going to ask.
Can we vote on the 20th?
No, I substitute motion,
no,
please.
No, I substitute Thursday the 12th.
Okay.
I'll second.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the air. I can't ever be on the phone Thursdays.
What about the 13th?
Friday the 13th? That's
Friday
good.
The 13th.
Yeah, that'd be good
sounds
for us.
Good to me.
Okay.
Come on, Fridays have been
Grace,
good.
Grace, stop, everybody. I'm getting off the call soon, so you can all just pick your own. Grace, on the 13th.
Margaret, I have a point of information.
Yes, Margaret.
I want to ask the board. This meeting is connected to the last motion we just passed.
Yeah.
Or is it not? Where we said 10 working days, and now we're talking about meeting in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 working days. Which is it?
May I speak to that?
You know what? I'm going to ask. I don't know who's remaining on the call here.
We're all here.
Okay, but I have to leave. So I want to designate someone as the chair, and I guess everybody that's here is here. And I'm going to ask Doc to chair the meeting, please.
Okay.
Doc, are you still there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, Doc, will you accept that?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry.
Okay, do we have a stack?
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Yo.
Can I get an answer to the question? Sorry, this is Margaret.
It's my understanding, Margaret, that you are correct. And I would think that one is connected to the other.
Okay.
And we are running out of time.
This is
so
great.
Can we pick a date, please?
Can we have a stack, please?
And vote on it.
Can we have a stack, please? We made a suggestion.
The 20th is what's on the floor right now, if I'm not mistaken.
There was a substitute motion for the 12th that was changed to the 13th because the motion that Joe put forward said within 10 working days. So it doesn't have to be after 10 working days. We can report within 10 working days.
Which, I'm sorry, point of information.
Get on the stack.
Okay, one at a time.
Madam Chair, I have a point of information. This is Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
The motion that you're referring to from Joe, is that the motion about reporting about financial stuff, or is it the motion about the summer meeting?
Summer meeting.
Oh,
summer
okay.
Meeting is what we're working on.
Okay, I gotcha. But Margaret referenced a motion, and I wonder, because Joe passed actually made both motions. So.
Right.
All right, thanks.
So we want to have another meeting date to come to some kind of conclusion on that.
Correct.
We have it in the 13th.
Call the question.
It the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Call the question.
Okay.
This is Margaret. I propose the 20th before Friday the 13th.
Then that is where we are.
Margaret,
order also. I have a point of order.
Excuse me. One at a time. Margaret's motion was for the 20th. And
yes.
Then there was a substitute motion for the 13th.
Yes.
And I have a point of order.
Is that order? Margaret, do you want to speak to your motion, your point of order?
Well, my point of order is that the date of the 13th is out of order. We cannot pass a motion giving people 10 working days to work on something and then plan a meeting prior to the end of those 10 working days to discuss what they have found and what their proposals are. That is out of order.
Oh,
I think it really is.
Don't get excited. I agree with you, Margaret. Because
okay.
Even if it says within 10 days, they may be at the 10th day before they have any information.
Carolyn Burton on the stack.
It would not be logical. Excuse me. Can I finish, please? It doesn't seem logical that we would have a meeting before the time that we allocate for them to come up with the information. Was that Carolyn?
Yes, please. I think the 10 days really doesn't necessarily mean that we won't have any information less than 10 days. And there may be details that the National Office would need time for, but the basis of the report could certainly come back early. So I would opt.
But it may not.
I would like to opt for a meeting date before that,
it doesn't work.
I'm explaining why it might work, simply because we could come back on the 13th with enough information for the board to make its decision, and the National Office could continue working on the details that may take a few extra days. Because it is so difficult to make reservations over a period of time, I'm afraid that running out the clock would simply force us into a time frame that we don't want or haven't agreed to. At the moment, we're looking at July, so I would urge people to vote for the 13th.
Bonnie, on the back, please.
Okay, that's fine. The motion on the floor right now is for the 20th. Do I hear something that says that we vote on this? Are we doing vote on the substitute motion first?
I'd like to. Oh. I'd love to get on stack if it's possible.
I am really hoping we can take this to a vote and just not talk it to death.
Correct.
I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair. This is Grace Aaron.
Fine. Challenge it.
Okay. The substitute motion of meeting on the 13th, I have been on the task force, and we need to consult with the national office, get some feedback, then come back to the board for the board to make some decisions, for instance, on dates, and then go back to the drawing board and get proposals and things like that. So I think that we need to do that very quickly, and Friday the 13th is enough time for us to do those logistics, bring them back to the board, make some final decisions, and nail down when and where this meeting is going
to
be.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm trying to bring it to a vote. I want people
okay,
to vote
well, that's
it up or down.
Okay, well, that's a substitute motion to meet on Friday the 13th.
That's what I was calling for a vote on.
You said the 20th.
And then I said, no, we need to do the substitute motion first.
Okay, very good. Sorry for the misunderstanding.
So can we do the roll call, please? Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Do you want me to do the roll call, Evan?
Could you please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Grace Aaron, this is for June 13th for a continuation meeting. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. Evan Bassoon?
No.
Okay. Carolyn Burden, both.
And since I'm sitting in this chair, I can't vote, so.
All right. Carolyn Burden votes yes. A.C. Bird?
Pass.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Margaret Frisco?
No.
Sarah Vandala? Not here. Jamie Ross?
Pass.
Wendy Schwell? Wendy? I'll come back. Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, are you voting, Wendy?
I am voting. I'm confused in what I'm voting on, but I'm just going to go yes.
June
13th.
Okay, we're voting
what
on the,
voting
the 13th
on.
For Jack the meeting date, Wendy.
I'm just going to vote yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Abstain.
Abstain. Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yes. And Yoshi Amanaka?
Yes.
Six yes, and one.
I think AC passed.
Three no's. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay, there were
no.
A couple of people that passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, AC and Jamie passed.
Jamie, did you pass?
I'll sorry vote yes.
That. Jamie, do you want to vote?
I vote yes.
You vote yes. All right, that's and AC?
What is the vote so far? I'm sorry, I had to leave the phone for a second.
The vote is whether or not to have a continuation this meeting on Friday the 13th at 8:30 p.m.
Abstain on that.
Abstain. All right. So the vote then is 7-3. Motion passes.
Okay. Motion passes, so we meet on the 13th.
Wait. Point of order.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Point of order.
Motion
yes.
To adjourn.
The vote was not 7-3. It was 7-1 with two abstentions.
No,
I had
no,
two,
Jack.
I had
7-2.
No.
We had no votes
okay.
From Margaret.
Thud and
I'm sorry.
Evelyn.
I'm sorry.
Is that correct?
Yes. No. Margaret and Bonnie Simmons.
Count again. Make
okay.
Sure you have the count accurate, please.
All right. I move we adjourn.
Second.
It's been grand. You guys on the 13th.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night. Thanks.